The following is a presentation of the Chicago Bears Network and ChicagoBears.com. Download the Chicago Bears official mobile app for up-to-the-minute Bears content every day. Welcome to Bears All Access, your all-access pass into Chicago Bears football. Bears All Access is brought to you by Uber and sponsored by Verizon, Miller Lite, and United Airlines.
Bears All Access beginning the season here in Bourbon A alongside 85 Bear Tom Thayer. I'm Zach Zaidman, and it's the first show that we're doing from training camp this season. So, Tom, what does that mean? Special guest.
The man.
Here he is, the starting quarterback for the Chicago Bears, Jay Cutler, making his annual appearance here on Bears All Access. It's become the stuff of legend. He's always got some funny one-liners. His unique take on the world of Bears football and life in general. So happy
to have
you.
Thanks for having me. Let's not build it up too much.
All right.
Expectations get too high.
See, this is what happens when you get older. You lose the oomph. But you did say during practice today that you're fired up about this show.
Yeah, I mean, I think sarcasm goes over your head from time to time, but that's beside the point.
Well, you know, this is my one time a year to get to talk to you, and I kind of have an out-of-the-box question.
Okay.
Because it's not only comes from my 84-year-old mother, but also my girlfriend. And I was curious, number one, do you watch The Bachelor? And if you do, have you seen Jordan on there, Jordan Rogers? He's got an incredible head of hair.
He does.
And what's your take on that?
I don't watch The Bachelor, but I am pretty up to date on what's happening. My wife Kristen actually went to
Bachelorette party.
Is it The Bachelor or The Bachelorette going on right now?
This is The Bachelorette.
So yeah. The Bachelorette. Like a viewing party when she was in Nashville, and so kind of filled me in. I know Jordan. He went to Vanderbilt,
right?
And you are right. His hair is I don't know how it's gotten better
it's
with
a
age.
Statement.
It is. He's doing something right.
Right.
In that area. And then all the drama that's surrounding it. I guess it's good for TV.
Yeah, one of the final two.
Man. So speaking of his brother,
I feel like he's probably gonna win.
Because of the hair or the personality?
I think that probably the whole combo is gonna take the cake.
So his brother made a big decision this offseason, given up dairy, decided to change the diet. This is something that you did a few years ago.
Yeah.
Why?
Inflammation in your body for the most part. I think probably Aaron, I mean, we're similar in age. I think probably a little bit harder where he's at with all the cheese and stuff up there with the dairy. But I know he spends a lot of time in California as well. I think he referenced Tom Brady, and Tom's got a cookbook coming out. And we actually got it, and it's very kind of similar to how we try to eat at our house. But as much inflammation you can rid your body of and not put in your body, especially. Trying to play football, once you get in your 30s, and it gets harder and harder.
Because he told Peter King that he would like to play until he's 40. I think Tom Brady wants to play until he's 40.
Well, what do you mean? Tom's like 39.
Well,
sure he might make it.
Hey, so, but is that something that you want to do?
I'm 33. I don't know. When I was riding over here in the shower earlier, I'm really happy with where I'm at right now. I think this is some of the most fun I've had on a football team with this group of guys, these coaches. I think Foxy and the guys are putting together a strong team, the right personalities, guys that just get it and just want to go out there and compete and get better, which makes it fun for me, being through some different teams and different coaches and seeing the way this is all coming together. It's fun. So I don't know. I don't know how I'm going to play. I know I don't want to stop this year or next year. I know that.
The last thing about the diet and beneficial to the listening audience, can you feel it in yourself? Do you notice that, boy, I feel fresher earlier after a game?
Yeah. It takes some time because, I guess we started this a while back, when I got with Kristen and started kind of going that way. It took a couple years for me really to buy all the way in. And you kind of have to detox your body. Depending on what age you are, you've been doing certain things, eating certain foods for, 30 years, some people 40 years, some people 50 years. So you're accustomed to a certain, certain preference. Your body knows a certain thing. So whenever you start taking things away and putting different stuff in, there's an acclimation period, just like anything else. But I think once you kind of go through that period You sleep better. You know, you feel better. I recover better. I'm not as sore. You know, I think if I would have stayed kind of on the path I was on, eating-wise and recovery-wise, that, you know, at 33, 35, I mean, I think it would start to take a real toll. But right now, I feel like I'm in my mid-20s.
Visiting with Jay Cutler here on Bears All Access, brought to you by Uber on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. So there wasn't one moment that made you decide to switch how you eat.
I think it was a gradual thing. I mean, we knew we kind of wanted to head in that direction, and Kristen did most of the pushing in that direction.
Was she always that way?
No, she wasn't always that way. But I think you know, being in California, her dad had a big a presence with healthy food. And whenever we're gonna have Camden, our first child, she definitely really dug into that, did a lot of research, because you know, whatever she was taking into her body was going directly to the baby, and she wanted to do everything possible to give, you know, Cam the most nutritious and beneficial pregnancy available. So I think that's kind of when it started, and when it really really took off. And from there, you know, it's again kind of a rocket ship, and there's just one thing after another.
What's been the toughest thing to give up?
Dairy was hard because we both love cheese. I mean, I think that was really hard. I think it's still hard. That's hard. I mean, some of the carbs and stuff like that, that wasn't that big of a deal. Adding more vegetables. I think dairy has been, just for the cheese aspect. Neither one of us drank a lot of milk. But I mean, whenever you're in certain states, you can still get raw milk, which that's a whole different ball game and topic, which I probably shouldn't even get into.
We can. We'll do it on Bears All Access overtime. But yeah. And this is to me what's the most interesting part of this. So you have Tom Brady's cookbook now.
Yeah.
What is the go-to from that book?
We just got it. I don't know when it came out. I think recently. And then Kristen and the kids, when I went to camp, they went out to L.A., and Kristen took it with her. So she's trying some stuff out. You know, like I said earlier, like we eat very similar to what's in the cookbook, but she's always looking for new ideas and new twists on things. So I'll have to ask her when she gets back what she likes the best.
The longer you do it, does it become easier? Does it become more habit-forming?
No doubt. Like, I don't even think about it anymore. You know, I think it gets tougher. It gets tougher eating out. It gets tougher. You know, you have to be a little bit choosy in where you eat and what you eat, because not everyone's going to go in that direction. But I think it definitely gets easier and easier. You know, I probably the last 2 years, I think we've really been dedicated to it, and it's our kids do it. I mean, like, you go and watch the kids, and you know, they want like a green smoothie, and that's kind of what they want to drink. Like, something wrong with you two, man. But they don't know any different.
We got to take our first time out here on Bears All Access. When we come back, I thought you had some interesting things to say about your teammates and about this team that's being formed. And we'll find out why you're excited about the 2016 Bears. That's next with quarterback Jay Cutler, Zach Sabin, Tom Thayer with you here in Bourbon A as Bears All Access rolls on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. The Chicago Bears Network presents Inside the Bears, covering the world of Bears football on and off the field with Anthony Adams and Lauren Screeden, airing every Sunday night at 10:35 on Fox 32 Chicago. Go to chicagobears.com/inside the Bears. We're here in Bourbon A. This is Bears All Access, brought to you by Uber on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. The 85 Bear, the champion, Tom Thayer, is here. I'm Zach Sabin, joined by Bears quarterback Jay Cutler here on the show from training camp. You love this team. And you can tell, because you're not one of these guys where when you're at a press conference, when you say something about somebody, everyone always analyzes your body language. So you can tell when you're being genuine, and there is something about this group.
I thought I was a really good actor, but I guess not. Huh?
No. I mean, you're not a Hollywood guy.
No, it's
which
true.
Is ironic in a lot of different ways.
Yeah.
You know, and we'll get to, you know, he went out with Kristen to see the all those bachelor deals out in Nashville, and that doesn't seem like your scene.
Wait, what?
Right? Didn't you say in the first segment that you
Kristen went?
No,
oh,
she
you didn't
went
go.
To a viewing, like a viewing party at somebody's house.
Oh, totally.
Do you
totally
listen
different.
To what I say on the
no,
show?
No, listening's a skill.
You're just kind of sitting there.
It is a skill. Sorry, okay. I was enamored by the hair, and it caught me off track. By the way,
yeah.
Who has in the National Football League best quarterback hair right now?
Oh gosh, I mean, Tom, I think Tom's always got some good stuff going on.
I saw an interview with Garofalo yesterday, mm-hmm. the backup to Brady. I tell you what.
Well, I mean, you hang out with Tom. You hang with Tom long enough, and your standards probably right. raise a little bit. So he's probably going. He probably stepped up his game. Gosh, I don't even. I'd have to think about it.
Yeah, it is. Who's got? This is what impresses me.
It would
me about
scare him if he knew that right off yeah. the no, top
but,
of yeah. his head.
But it is. It is definitely something that he consciously thinks about in terms of his hair. Right. Yeah. It's a big deal.
I mean, it's not that big a big deal. I mean, there's times I kind of let my hair grow. But I did get a new barber, Lawrence Funk, downtown. Just used him. Didn't really think I was going to pub him like this, but we're going to.
Oh, you like it.
That's I liked what he did, and I'll definitely be going back. Just check him out if you're downtown.
Tom, one of the more impressive things to me about Jay, this has nothing to do with football, but after a series, he'll come back to the bench. You know, you got to briefly take off your helmet and put the ball cap on. But before he does that, he always, that one flick of the wrist, to flick the hair, and it comes right back to where it was before the game started. How do you do it?
It kind of scares me that you watched me that intently, to be honest with you.
All right, so let's get back to the actual team. And you said that this is a group where there aren't ulterior motives. The guys yeah. just love football.
Yeah.
When you watch the practices and you watch these guys behind the scenes, what stands out to you about why this team can take that next step?
I think one of the biggest things that stand out to me is no matter who touches the ball, no matter who catches the ball, who makes a run, guys are genuinely happy to see that other person succeed. I mean, you take one of our biggest, Alshon. I mean, today you see Kevin making catches, you see Eddie making catches, and I mean, Al's is genuinely happy to see that happen. So, I mean, I think whenever you start seeing that as a team where guys are truly happy to see other people make plays and it's not all about, hey, throw me the ball, I want to be the guy, that's when good things are going
to
happen.
You know, it's neat to see it's kind of contagious because then I see Jordan Howard make a catch downfield. Yeah. I see Braverman make a couple catches yeah. that kind of excite the crew. Yeah. And I think he concluded the practice on a big catch by Braverman. Yeah. And once you bring that group together, man, it comes together with excitement. Is this the most comfortable that you felt coming back from a season? Is there a lot of consistency in your life?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, I mean, yeah, I think whenever you – it can't just be football. I think it's a great point you made, Tom, in your life. Whenever your life is sound, whenever football is sound, like whenever you have as many consistent things going forward from year to year, it's going to make it so much easier because you can just concentrate on football. And that's that takes some time. Some of these young guys, I mean, they just kind of have to figure it out as they go. But having Dal back, you know, bringing in Dave Ragone, who I'm extremely comfortable with, Ben McDaniel, CJ, we brought in some new guys, but I think everyone has fit in. Excuse me, so well, and the guys we drafted, the free agents we brought in, a lot of competition out there. You know, it's going to be some tough cuts when it comes down to it.
You mentioned the coaching staff, and to me that's key because you clicked with Adam Gase for a variety of different reasons. Dowell, on the surface of it, you would not think that you guys would click. Very different than you in temperament, personality, body, everything. How do you guys have the relationship?
What do you mean by body?
No, he's a little different.
Yeah, I think he's probably a little bit closer personality to me than he probably would think.
But he's always barking and very active on the sidelines as a coach, and you don't let your emotions kind of come out.
Yeah, I mean he's definitely passionate about it. I mean, I think a coach in that position, like, you have to, like, you can't. It's very hard to you have to have somebody that's going to be able to do that for you. And Dal just takes that upon himself to do it. And it brings a lot of fire. It brings a lot of energy to the group. And it's accountability. I mean, it's all about accountability. I mean, from on the field, off the field, if guys are where they're supposed to be, doing what they're supposed to do when they're supposed to do it in life and on the field, then good things are going to happen. And that's kind of the approach that Dal takes. If a guy's not doing what he's supposed to do, he's going to let him know. I mean, whether it's me, whether it's Al, whether it's, you know, the 53 on the roster, like, everyone has to do their job, especially offensively, for things to go right.
See, I like that out of Dal, especially when I saw him in OTAs, when he wasn't scared to verbalize someone doing something wrong.
Yeah.
And it kind of makes everybody accountable to making sure the next time they line up, you make an adjustment at the line of scrimmage that you better be doing the right thing, because he's not going to shy away from calling you out in front of your peers.
No doubt. And we get in meetings, and I mean, if everyone sees, hey, he's going to come at me. I mean, he's going to correct me. He's going to correct, you know, some of the bigger guys on the team. Then I mean, that trickles down. That tells everybody, hey, like no one is above doing it the right way. I mean, there's no way around it. So, you know, that I think that's the direction that we're trying to go. And I think Dal and the rest of the coaches in the offense are doing a great job of kind of instilling that in the guys.
Yeah, it's something that not just you, but a lot of your teammates have talked about as well, just limiting the mental mistakes, the things that you can control. If you eliminate that, you just put yourself in a better position to win games.
Yeah, no doubt. No doubt. I mean, they're hearing it. I think everyone is kind of hearing the same message, and it's good that they're repeating it now. We just got to take it to the field and make it happen.
How crucial is it to have a coordinator that listens to you?
There's give and take to that. I mean, there's some things you listen to, some teams he's not going to, which I totally get. You know, I'm gonna complain about something, and he's gonna be like, hey, it is what it is. We got to deal with it. And other things, he'd be like, you know what, you're right. So, and I think me and Dal's relationship is good enough that, I mean, he's got no problem telling me, hey, deal with it yourself, or, you know, we'll make a change. I think we definitely got an open communication that way, which is good for me.
You know, one thing I like to see off to the side after the first team was out there, I saw Alshon Jeffrey and Kevin White standing together in talking about football business. I think it's really important for Alshon to insert himself at up there, and when you see the CJ leading through the wide receiver drills, Alshon's first in line.
Yeah.
I think all that's important for the development of the position and Kevin White.
No doubt. I mean, he's got to take that leadership role because it is such a it's a young group on offense. I mean, we got rid of a lot of veterans, a lot of guys with some experience. And Al, I mean, he's been there, he's done it at a high level. He's got to be that guy. That helps me and helps everyone else kind of show the way. He actually came up to me. He probably ain't mad at me for this, but he came up to me the first night, and he was like, "Hey, we're gonna do walkthroughs because we usually break meetings at night, and then everyone's usually gone. And in the past, sometimes we've went up to the gym and done walkthroughs." I was like, "You want to do walkthroughs?" And he was like, "Yeah, we need to get the guys over to do walkthroughs," which I thought was a huge step for him, and, you know, taking that role and being like, "Hey, we need to do more." So no one knows that I just announced that, said, "Hey guys, we're doing walkthroughs," and everyone it's like it wasn't my idea, so no one knew it was his idea, but obviously they're gonna know now.
Well, if they listen. That's the magic of the show. Everyone listens. Well, all right.
Social media. Somebody tell him.
Yeah, Jacob. But you're not into that.
No, I'm not on.
But he does. He has learned enough to be able to communicate with some of the youngsters on the team.
Yeah, I mean, I can follow conversations and just kind of chime in from time to time.
All right. So that's Jay Cutler. Coming up, he spent a lot of time this offseason mentoring Kevin White. I want to know what that's like. We'll discuss next. Tom Thayer's here. I'm Zach Sabin. This is Bears All Access. Do you realize, outside of Robbie Gould, no one has spent more summers on this roster in Bourbonnais than Jay Cutler. Next on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. The official tablet app of the Chicago Bears, Bears Daily, powered by Xfinity, is now available for free download. Search Bears Daily for the latest team news, videos, photos, and more. Zach Zaidman, Tom Thayer, joined by Bears quarterback Jay Cutler here on Bears All Access, brought to you by Uber. You'll be happy to know that there's a basketball game taking place after the show tonight between members of the Bears beat and the Bears media relations department.
What time is this?
Right after the show, 7 o'clock.
Wow.
What's your scouting report on the media? Just when you occasionally sit at the big podium and you're looking, who do you think would be the top three media basketball players out there?
Oh, my gosh. Is Biggs playing?
I don't believe Biggs is playing.
That's it. There's a big man presence down.
Yeah, there's
down the block.
Yeah, there's not a lot of height.
Can you play?
Look at me.
What do you mean? Maybe you surprise us. Have some athletic ability.
Yeah, I think the underhand.
Who's
shot,
the starting five?
We're still trying to figure it out. Who knows?
Are people like lobbying to be in the starting five?
Oh yeah, absolutely. But you know, there's a reason we do what we do, yeah. And you guys do what you do. So.
Oh man, I hope. I think we don't get out to like 8:50 or 8:45. I'd love to see it.
I see the episode of
maybe
Seinfeld.
Maybe we can tape it somehow.
If you want, I will broadcast the game and then give you the that version. And I'm sure you will spend time in your busy day, kind of laughing at us.
I see some pulled muscles, some sprained ankles.
There's gonna be a lot of injuries that take place. A lot of injuries.
Is this the first year?
It's the first year.
Inaugural?
It's the first year that they've done it in a long time.
Oh, okay. Yeah. You used to?
Yeah, because, I mean, for a while there were a lot of people who were not in the best of shape. But just like the team has changed, there have been a lot of new guys to come in to Chicago now that seem to be slender, fit, take that kind of stuff seriously.
New flux of talent.
Yeah, so we figure why not fire it up.
Okay.
All right, so.
Who's playing from the...
The Bears Media Relations people, so it'll be
Jared.
Scott Hagel, Jared.
Oh, they were in there practicing last night.
Were they?
Yeah.
Yeah, apparently their intern is a guy who played some Division III college basketball.
They were playing until like 9 last night. They were in there.
Also, they're good.
They're running the court.
Oh, boy. Well, that'll be interesting as that kind of transpires. Speaking of which, Kevin White said, among the things that he learned about you while... you guys were hanging out during the off season, was that you claim to be a great baseball player.
I don't claim anything.
That's what he said.
I've never said I'm a great baseball player.
But I actually saw you swing. You were playing cricket, I think, in London, right?
In London, yeah.
Yeah, and you bat lefty.
Switch.
Really? Mm. So, he whacked that thing out of the yard. Or whatever they call that, the cricket.
Well, most quarterbacks are always good at everything. You know, whether it's basketball, baseball, they transition their athleticism in a lot of different directions. So I don't think it's any surprise if
I feel like that's being lost, though.
Well, it is because most kids
It's, I don't know.
You wouldn't recommend that if you're a youngster.
God, I don't. But I get why it's happening. I think football maybe is the one that you could probably venture out of and play other sports. But, like, some of these baseball players and basketball players, like, they're playing year-round. And if you're not doing that, then, you don't get on the travel team or you're a little bit behind these guys. So I understand why it's happening. It's just hard.
Now, did football always – was it always your first love or did you love the other sports better? So, for example, if you became specialized at a really young age.
Yeah. I loved basketball, younger. And then after my freshman year, I played Legion Baseball. So, I was the youngest student on the team. I didn't have a license. But we were traveling around everywhere. So I was with all these older guys. And I really liked baseball. I mean, we played – 6 nights a week. We played a doubleheader on Saturday. So I played a ton of baseball games that summer. And, after that summer, I really, really liked baseball. And then after my sophomore year of football, it kind of really, really turned on then. And that was kind of the end of it. I was all in football. I mean, I still played basketball and baseball, but just a time filler.
Football and baseball, they don't overlap. So if you are a good baseball player, you have that time to transition into the football season.
Yep.
And especially, quarterback, you don't have to have the, there's a lot of similarities in your training of both sports.
Yeah. And before my senior year, that summer at Legion Baseball, I went to state. So I missed the first couple, 3 or 4 days of two-a-days for football. And that didn't go over well with the football with the football side. So I mean, it usually took a couple days because throwing a baseball is a little bit different than throwing a football. So I remember the first couple days, I came into a spiral and everyone's mags playing baseball. So there was a little bit of that pushback, but didn't stop me.
I think it would be great town hall discussion to have with parents because I think the parents are the ones that get sold in specializing their kids at such a young age. Going, we have this coach who tells us that if we don't play volleyball or this for 12 months a year, you're not going to get a scholarship or be able to pan out. But you become a better athlete, both feet, head, mind, and everything by playing more sports.
No doubt, Tom. And I think you get to a point where if you play, I feel like 8-9-year-olds are already starting to get pushed into one sport, like I would get burned out at that point. I mean, by the time I'm a sophomore in high school, I've played so much, it would be a lot on a kid to push him that direction. But I get the pressures of having to do it. I would just try to resist it as much as possible if I could.
Jay Cutler is our guest here on Bears All Access, brought to you by Uber. So this all started with Kevin White and you hanging out.
Yeah, we haven't even talked about Kevin.
All right, so what should we know about him? Because a lot's been reported about him, his work ethic. We know his size-speed combination. But as a quarterback and now as a guy that knows him off the field as well, what should we know about him that's going to help him make you a better player, make this team better?
I think he cares. Actually, I know he cares deeply about you know, being a good football player and helping this team succeed. It's extremely important to him. I think he feels really bad about being hurt last year and not being able to contribute. You know, he kind of had a few hamstring issues during OTAs, and he fought through them. You know, he's a guy. He's going to give you everything he's got. I mean, he no quitting him. He's going to do anything you ask him to do. You know, if we told Kevin, hey, you know, you got to wear a pink helmet out here, that's what we really need you to do, he'd be like, all right, where's it at? And he'd go out there and he'd play with the pink helmet on. Like, he just doesn't. Whatever you ask him to do, and if that's going to help him succeed, he's going to do it, which is great to see. I feel like you get receivers, especially some high profile receivers, and they're a little bit trickier to work with.
You know, we heard a lot about the limited amount of routes that he had to run from his college program.
Yeah.
Is that realistic, or is it something that he does have to develop through his NFL years?
He's so talented, and he's got so much athletic ability. He can run about anything.
Right.
But it is true. He was pretty limited in college in what they asked him to do. Doesn't mean he can't do it. It just means that, you know, we got to spend a little bit more time and working with CJ and Ben and kind of creating his craft and really getting the details and everything of what we want him to do.
Can you?
It just takes a little bit of time with it. But he's completely willing to do it, which is easy.
And can you explain to people who might not understand what you're talking about? Because in college, he was basically asked, you know, there's no one that's his size in college with that kind of speed.
Yeah, they said, hey, just stand there, we're going to throw you the ball. Right. Hey, run straight, we'll throw as far as we can.
But it's very nuanced in the NFL, where there are landmarks on the field, there's timing issues.
It's completely more detailed out. And, I mean, I don't want to take away what he did in college, because I haven't watched that much film of him. But I just know what we're asking him to do is going to be more detailed than what he did at West Virginia, which is fine, which is pretty true for most guys coming out of college. You know, every once in a while there's a rare bird that comes out that is kind of done it all and has been in pro style stuff, but those are few and far between. So just his ability to be so coachable and accessible and easy to work with already puts him leaps and bounds in front of other guys.
So it's realistic to think that he can make an impact, even learning all this stuff immediately.
Have you been at practice?
Yeah, but, you know, practice and games are very different things.
Yeah, I mean, we're going pretty hard right now. I mean, once the pads go on, we'll get a better take of kind of what we have up front. But on the outside, I mean, those guys, they're competing out there. And, I mean, he's making catches. You know, I think we missed a few things today, which we should be able to connect on. And, you know, he's one of the first ones that comes over and, you know, makes the corrections with me. He's going to make an impact. He'll definitely make an impact this year.
I mean, Tom, think about the basketball-sized players that Jay now has in the red zone. You got Alshon back and healthy. Kevin White added to the mix. Zach Miller, who proved he can be an explosive weapon after last season.
I heard you on the radio yesterday, some pretty high praise, saying they could be the best receiver trio in the NFC.
Yeah, when all is said and done.
Right.
You got to prove it, though, on the field.
Yeah, you got to stay healthy, too. I mean, that's going to be huge for Al. It's going to be huge for Kevin. I mean, these guys got to stay healthy. They got to play the games, and we got to have them week in, week out.
So the next step now is making sure that the guys in front of Jay are protecting him so he can hit those guys. We'll discuss that next. The offensive line, Bears All Access, Zach Zaidman, Tom Thayer, and Jay Cutler here in Bourbon A on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. Get the latest updates and messages you want to hear from your Chicago Bears by signing up at chicagobears.com/emails. Tom Thayer's here, Zach Zaidman, joined by Jay Cutler here on Bears All Access, brought to you by Uber here in Bourbon A on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. Two practices in. Now the real fun begins tomorrow when the pads come on. Very different, Tom, because it's your first opportunity in a year to learn what you have up front with your lines.
Yeah, I mean, it's, you know, you finally get a realistic opportunity to go look at some side drills when you're talking about one-on-one or seeing how the offensive line are fitting in their techniques. But I think Dave Magazoo, the head offensive line coach, does a great job of translating his message to his players. And then when you do have a hickory injury to Kyle Long, man, you put in Ted Larson and he has experience and you don't skip a beat. So, you know, those are the interesting things to watch. But it also takes, I think, a longer toll on these players because it's not just running through the play with no pads on. Now you have extended push, and fatigue will come into play, and you know, you get a different evaluation when you go back and you watch the tapes.
A lot of young guys, though, at least initially on this line as the competition unfolds. What's that like for you?
Yeah. You know, I think our first five, six guys are very legit. I think those guys all gel together. Like you said, Kyle, not sure when he'll be back, hopefully soon. But you're able to plug in Ted, who's got all kinds of experience and a smart guy, tough. And, you know, the other four, I think, have been playing really well. I think we're going to get some much improved front seven from the defense, which is going to be good for us. If OTAs in the last couple of days are an indicator of what they're going to be able to do. But I'm excited. I was talking to the O-line in the practice, and I they're ready for the pads. You know, they like the pads on because it makes their job a little bit easier than going on air against some of these guys. But we'll see. I mean, we're going to get a real look at this next couple of weeks, what we got.
You haven't played many games without Kyle Long. In the time that he's been a Bear, out of the 48 possible games that you could play, he started 47 of them.
Yeah.
What has he meant overall when he's in there?
You know, I mean, you know, at the end of the day, there's going to be at least one guy that's probably going to be locked down. You know, him pushing out the tackle last year was hard on him. And there were some growing pains in that, but then pushing him back into guard, you know, against any big-time three techniques, he's probably going to take care of him, which is huge for us because, you know, if you're able to kind of solidify those front three and have the ability to step up, that's what you're looking for. And if we're able to do that, we should be able to complete the ball.
You ever have to talk him off the ledge in the middle of the huddle? Because he's got a hair trigger.
Oh, yeah.
And I watch him on the film and watch him in the games, and he can go at a moment's notice.
He's gotten better and better, and I think now, like, when he sees me coming, he knows what I'm gonna say. So like he like pretty much just takes the words out of my mouth. He's like, I'm good. I'm like, okay, are you sure you're good? And but he's gotten so much better from year one to where he is now, and it's unfortunate. Little I don't know what he has.
You just want to make sure that it doesn't end up being something that leads to other injuries.
Yeah, it won't. It won't. We'll take care of him and get him back in there and get his condition and everything where it should be, and he'll be fine.
It's just something you'd rather have that happen on day one than day 30.
Exactly.
So, you know, that's the way the training staff is and their diligence about hydration and the diet and working out, that it's something that, you know, Kyle's committed. You know, you can look in the guy's eyes, and they're committed 16 game a year guys, and that's Kyle.
He, I think the heat and the humidity kind of jumped on guys a little bit these last two days. Hopefully, these next week or so, everyone's hydration to get better, get a little more acclimated to playing football. But I mean, Kyle, I think it's kind of good for those other guys too to get some more guys in there. And kind of see what else we have.
Yeah. How's Horonis? How's your relationship? Yeah. Because that's the guy that you deal with on an every snap basis.
Yeah, I love that dude. I really do. I love everything about him. And then, you know, Kevin Mawai's here.
Yeah.
And unbelievable center for so many years. And so he's kind of helping him and working with him, which I think is invaluable for Horonis, just to be around a guy like that who's done it at a high level and has so much experience and at that specific position to really help him out. But I think the sky's the limit for Horonis. He's a talented dude. He cares so much about everybody around him, and he just wants to do the right thing. He wants to go out there and play well and help us win. So, you know, if we had 11 guys like Horonis on offense, we'd be in good shape.
And you're not just saying that, because Kyle Long has said the same thing. So clearly there's something about this guy. And now that he's had an opportunity to get healthy, because I think people forgot that he was banged up for much of last season with the neck, and it prevented him from being able to do some things.
He had a neck. And then, you know, when he first got here, I want to say he was 270, 280.
Right.
So, I mean, he put on a good, you know, 20, 25, 30 pounds. Which takes a little bit of time for your body to adjust and get used to that and know how to use it. And then we kind of threw him in there, and his neck was banged up, and, you know, he went through some stuff. But, I mean, now he's healthy. I mean, I think he feels good in his body. It's just technique stuff because that's a guy like Horonis, you cheer for him. You want to help him as much as possible to see him succeed because he's such a selfless guy.
What about Cody Whitehair, the rookie?
Mm-hmm. Young dude, just got married. He said that like 200 people crashed his wedding, which I don't even know how that happens.
Now, how does that work? Does he invite teammates? Because you haven't really known them.
No, we weren't invited. Or I don't know who was invited. I wasn't invited.
Are you offended?
I was not offended. No, okay. not by any means. Probably wouldn't have been able to go anyway. But it sounded like everybody else went if 200 people crashed it. But he told me when I saw him, I was like, how's your house? He was like, I got married. I'm like, well, congratulations, man. How'd it go? He goes, we had 200 people crash the wedding. I was like, what? I didn't even have 200 people at my wedding.
That's like an invitation you sent out for a high school party and like, everybody shows.
How did an extra 200 people know where and when you were getting married? But I have a question. I need to find answers to this. But I tell you, he's a tough kid, hard-nosed, doesn't say a lot. I think he does a really good job of watching the vets around him and kind of fitting in right now, which is a rookie kind of how it goes for you for the most part. But he's going to be a good player.
His versatility from colleges is going to help him out. Because I think when you have the feet to play offensive tackle at a college level, and you don't necessarily need those feet at the offensive guard position, you have that ability to be confident, to gain weight, to get stronger, and be a thicker guy.
And he's, I tell you what, he already is strong. Like there's been a couple times where defensive linemen kind of got into his chest, and like you could see the bend, but I mean, he doesn't break. I mean, he gets bent over almost, and he's still able to press guys off of him, which is impressive for a young guy like him.
All right, and then there's Chuck Leno. We often hear, and Tom and I always hear from, you know, people's concerns, and for whatever reason, they express concern when it comes to the left tackle position, and you guys don't.
Yeah, I think he's probably the most underrated dude on the line by far. Underrated, undervalued. I think he's if not one of top two most consistent guys we have.
Just from a technique standpoint.
Just doing his job. I mean, just everything. I mean, you just don't. He takes a lot of pride in it. He works hard. He wants to be pushed. He cares a lot about his teammates. And, I mean, he goes out there each and every day. And even though he's not a big name, I mean, he's out there locking down guys. And, you know, you just don't feel a lot of pressure from that left side. And he takes a lot of pride in it.
Well, he does a lot of things that are hard to coach. He has a nice hand placement where his hands are narrow and they strike hard. And he still has the feet to dance to his responsibilities.
Yep.
And it kind of frustrates me because I don't think he's getting the credit he deserves and the difficulty of his transition.
No doubt.
So when you look at young guys like he and Cody and Kyle and Hronis and even Bobby Massey, man, the sky's the limit with this offensive line. If
no
they
doubt.
Stay together and they listen to the words of Dave Magazoo, the offensive line coach, I do think that both your running game and your passing game has equal opportunity.
Yeah. I totally agree on everything with Chuck. I mean, he's an unbelievable guy. Doesn't get a lot of credit. Really good feet. I think upper body, he's got a little bit bigger this offseason too, which is going to help him. He looks bigger. But that group is young, and it's a hungry group. They want to go out there and play well. And they're kind of mashers too. I mean, I think in the run game, they take a lot of pride in that. They want to be able to run the ball, but all of them are really athletic in the passing game too, which is good for us.
You think of the talent they see at the defensive front practice level is going to make them a better game offensive line.
Yeah.
Because when you look at the size of Eddie Goldman and Akeem Hicks and Bullard and Mitch Unrein, and then the quickness of Trevathan and Jarrell and stuff, they're seeing a better front than they saw a year ago in camp.
No doubt. Much improved. I mean, I think it's night and day up front with like you mentioned, the size we have. And then the two inside linebackers, I mean, they're just flying around there.
Yeah, you keep talking about them. And the gamesmanship that's taking place between you and those guys, that's kind of – we'll discuss that next right here on Bears All Access with Jay Cutler and Tom Thayer. I'm Zach Zaidman on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. Chicago Bears youth football camps brought to you by Athletico and Gatorade provide comprehensive non-contact football instruction for kids ages 6 to 14. Find out more at bearscamps.com. Tom Thayer's here. I'm Zach Zaidman. Joined here in Bourbonnais by Bears quarterback Jay Cutler here on Bears All Access, brought to you by Uber. So we were talking before the break about the new defense that Vic Fangio has, and there's a lot of experience up front on that defense that wasn't here a year ago. Specifically, Jay, in regards to those inside linebackers, Danny Trevathan comes with a Super Bowl ring from Denver, and Jarrell Freeman did a lot of good things in Indianapolis before joining the Bears. And it's fun to watch you and them and how they try to get in your head. But What's happening? Take us inside the field there.
You know, their football IQ is really high. So anytime we're making checks, anytime we're really making mic points, I mean, they're trying to guess what we're doing, and they're very confident guys. I mean, they played a lot of football. They played football at a high level. They've been very successful. So they have a lot of confidence. And, you know, I think they're bringing a completely different confidence and swagger to that defense, which I haven't seen in a while. And it's kind of been contagious throughout that entire defense, which is good for us. I mean, sometimes it gets a little frustrating out there, but overall,
yeah, coaches barking at one another. That to me is a sign that
Vic and Val, they've been yelling at each other from time to time. I mean, it's CJ and
Curtis
Sam.
Johnson, the new receivers coach.
I mean, everyone's kind of getting into the battles, which is good. I mean, we're competing out there. I mean, at the end of the day, when we go in the locker room, everyone's cool, and we go to meetings, it's good. But to go out there and compete and kind of push each other on a daily basis is going to make us better.
You know, last year going into camp, I don't think the players really knew what John Fox expected out of them effort-wise. Now they kind of know it. So when I see guys like Lamar Houston and Willie Young, they add to that enthusiasm as much as any guys on the football field. And, again, it's one of the things that ultimately is going to benefit your team when you start getting into the regular season.
Yeah. You know, it's kind of the personality of the defense is kind of completely opposite of Vic, which is funny because Vic's, you know, he sits over there and he's just kind of a grumpy guy and calls the defense. And, you know, you got all these guys that are big personalities, fun, energetic, loud. So that always kind of makes me laugh. But I think Vic does a great job with that group. And I think Fox is starting to get in guys that really get what he wants as a head coach, as a player, and guys that it's important to him. They bring a lot of energy, a lot of enthusiasm, which kind of trickles out throughout the whole team.
What's the identity of the football team?
I don't know. I mean, we don't know. I mean, I think we're still building towards that. We're still figuring that out as players, as coaches, offense, defense. You know, I don't think we'll know that until we get into some real games and, you know, we win some and figure out how to win in the fourth quarter. I mean, I think that we'll start to figure that and get an identity as we go.
When they go to New England, how do you like that experience in training camp? Is it beneficial for you to go see a different team, or do you like to stay around your own crew?
I love it, especially with OTAs. We already see those guys. We're already going against that defense. You know, you spend another 10, 12 days with these guys. You know, just to break it up and just be able to compete against somebody else, I think it's good for the offense and the defense. And, you know, you get to go on the road or you know, however it works out. But the last 2 years we've been on the road, and, you know, you're just kind of with the guys. It's kind of a bonding experience. I really enjoy it.
Wait till Brady hears that you've got the book. You guys have so much in common. It's awesome.
Yeah, I don't really think that he's going to care. He's got enough on his plate right now.
Jay Cutler's here. We've got to take a timeout. When we come back, want to hit some of the new drills that they've been putting the quarterbacks through, like some interesting things. Like if you look at the websites and you see all the different pictures of the Bears working out, there's croquets and stuff that they're using. What are they using to try and make everybody better? We'll discuss next and get an explanation of all that stuff with Jay Cutler, Zach Sadman, Tom Thayer here on Bears All Access on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. Bears All Access, got a final few moments here with Bears quarterback Jay Cutler here on the show, Zach Sadman and Tom Thayer with you here. And one of the things that I find fascinating about team building is what the Bulls are doing. You know, they bring in Dwayne Wade. Everyone thought they were going to be rebuilding, and then all of a sudden they switch it up. And I remember there was a game in Dallas a few years ago where Dwayne Wade was on the sideline, big Bears fan. You guys spoke. Do you know him at all?
Just in passing. I mean, I'm happy to see him coming back to Chicago, because I mean, years ago he almost came back, and they were kind of in the running for him. So, always been a Bulls fan, you know, since younger with MJ. So, I don't know how D Wade feels about leaving Miami. I'm sure it was hard for him, but happy to see him be able to come back to Chicago.
You see the enthusiasm that surrounds the Cubs then.
Yeah.
Is that something that, you know, is that carry Does that put pressure on you guys to carry over for you guys?
I think you look at kind of how they did it and the rebuilding thing that they went through, and you realize that it can be done.
Right.
I mean, you get the right people in place, you get the right coaches, the right management, they start bringing the right players. If you get the culture heading in the right direction, it can happen. So, I think it gives us a lot of hope that, we're heading in that direction.
And as we say goodbye, there's been a lot of stuff that's happened in this country over the last 3.5-4 weeks that's affected everybody, including guys like Dwayne Wade, LeBron James, Carmelo Anthony, these high-profile athletes going out publicly and taking a stand and trying to help out, even though they could receive a backlash from the other side. Do you watch this, and what goes through your mind as you see this kind of stuff? Do you want to get involved? How does that work?
I'm definitely aware of it. I think I know it's a very touchy subject for a lot of different people on both sides of the spectrum. I think what Melo and D Wade and some of those guys are doing of having conversations and just starting dialogue and let's kind of figure this out together is the right response. I think picking sides is always hard to do whenever you're coming up with these really gray matters. People in general have to be better. We got to find a way for everyone to live together, especially in this country.
Jay, thank you. Good luck. Hopefully you'll join us at some point again during the season. It never happens, but,
always talk about it.
The invitation is always out there. Jay, thanks a lot. We appreciate it. For Tom Thayer, I'm Zach Zabin, executive producer Greg Miller and Paul Zarang. This has been Bears All Access, brought to you by Uber on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Thanks for listening to the Chicago Bears Network presentation of Bears All Access. Podcasts are available on chicagobears.com and on iTunes, or download the official Bears mobile app. Bears All Access has been brought to you by Uber and sponsored by Comcast, PNC, and FanDuel.